Good morning and welcome to the Rugby Roundup. I think, first of all, sincere apologies that we didn't manage to get one out last week. We all just struggled to meet up at the right time. So we've come back with a few things from last week, a few things this week, and some things to look forward to. So I've just got James with me now because the Year 7 and 8s are actually really busy this week. What are you up to, James?
Exams. Yeah. So we're on our last exams today. I've got French and Maths and then I'm done.
But a busy day tomorrow because we're off to. Yeah,
I've got my drama scholarship for my next school.
So huge thanks to James and Oscar because they are both going to visit their senior schools on Friday and in the middle of exam week, and they are still giving time to this, so I'm really grateful. So James, can you tell us a little bit about who you've spoken to this week and what about?
So I spoke to Dov this week, who is the PE captain, and he told us a bit about this week's and last week's house basketball. And then we also talked to some reception boys about their dino day, which is really interesting.
Did you have it when you were in reception?
I can't remember now.
No, it's so exciting. We'll let them tell you more. But if you have a boy in reception, year one or year two, do ask them about it because it was absolutely brilliant. There was so much excitement. And I think there are some pictures on Instagram and things you can look back at. Okay. They're really good and it was in the newsletter. And then, even though you're not here tomorrow, what's going to happen at break time tomorrow?
I think it's the bake-off. So you have boys from year 7 and 8 who enter and they bake a cake today and then they bring it in tomorrow and they get judged.
Are there any rules?
I don't think so, no. I remember last year, Josh Simmons won. He made like a rugby blazer cake and had like a rugby blazer, rugby badge.
No way.
It was really cool.
I wasn't here last year for that. Have you ever entered?
No, I was going to enter last year and then I couldn't get the ingredients in time.
Ah, and then I can't do it this year. People go quite full on. And then there's a staff one as well.
Oh yeah, there is. And the winners of that get to decide.
Get to judge, yeah. And one year, a member of staff bought a cake and passed it off as they'd made it and they came top three.
Really?
They are no longer here. Unrelated issues. And then finally, I just want to do a bit of a public service announcement about how to keep well at this time of year. So any top tips?
Definitely wear layers.
Yeah.
Like I've got a fleece on now just for some extra heat. Yeah. And then definitely bring gloves and maybe a school hat.
Yeah.
Because I find it really hard without gloves because my hands just go ice cold.
And plenty of hand gel, hand washing, and just trying to keep as well as possible. Lots of vitamins. Yeah. Okay, enjoy this week. Thanks.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Oliver and Benji from reception. We're going to ask them a bit about Dino Day last week. So our first question for you guys is, so what did you do on Dino Day?
We drew some dinosaurs on paper.
With an egg.
Yeah. We gone round in a circle around the egg.
Okay, that's cool.
How did you know that there would be a dinosaur? The dinosaur egg?
Because there was a map.
But one question. Some people thought it was an ostrich egg, but it was too big to be an ostrich egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good thinking, Ollie. Third question for you guys. So what was your favourite activity in Dino Day?
When we were digging the fossils.
Same.
Okay, that's good. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Dov Fine.
Hello everybody, I'm Dov Fine in year 8 and I am PE captain.
And we're going to ask him a few questions about house basketball, which is coming up this week and next week. So our first question for you is, what is house basketball?
So house basketball is when all of the houses come together and play basketball against each other.
Okay, so and what's the format?
So two houses play against each other in the semi-finals, and then whichever house wins that goes to the finals, and the two which lose play against each other.
Okay, thanks, Dom. So question two, why do you like basketball?
Because it's always been fun to me, and I'm quite good at it.
Okay, thanks. So our third question is, who do you think will win house basketball this year?
Either Moody or Olive. because, well, Moody has got a really strong team, and I have good thoughts about Moody winning, and Olive because they've got some really, really good players, and yeah, I think that they're going to do good.
Okay, thanks, Dolph.